on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
Day 7 of the student leader elections has seen psychology claim the top spot in school voter turnout, with geography, politics and international relations and humanities in the runner-up spots. Tune into The Pulse today, 5 till 6, to hear your presidential candidates being questioned, and then the election show today, 6 till 7. A new ride, Neurosis, has been developed by Professor Brendan Walker, Principal Research Fellow in the University of Nottingham School of Computer Science, dubbed the world's only thrill engineer. The new attraction uses research to adapt the experience to the rider's own brain activity. Neurosis will receive its world premiere at the Future Fest Festival, taking place in London this weekend. In national news, Nigel Farage has stated that UKIP would scrap much of the legislation designed to prevent racial discrimination in work. Downing Street has said that his comments were deeply concerning. Farage has stated that his remarks have been willfully misinterpreted, stating that he was talking about nationality and not race. Charities are stating that the UN Security Council has failed to implement resolution to protect and help civilians in Syria. A group of 21 agencies, including Save the Children and Oxfam, have conducted the reports and say that it has been the worst year for civilians since the conflict began in 2011. ITV has agreed to acquire Dutch TV production company Talpa Media for £335 million. The company is behind shows such as The Voice, I Love My Country and Dating in the Dark, and has created 75 shows in the last 6 years. ITV, who has been increasing its presence in the TV production to reduce its reliance on volatile advertising, expects to close the deal in the second quarter of this year. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has stated that Chelsea players acted like babies during the incident that led to his red card in yesterday's match. The Swede was sent off for a tackle on Oscar 31 minutes into the game. PSG knocked Chelsea out the Champions League last night on away goals. The weather today will see a cloudy start, which will brighten up during the day, leaving us with a pleasant afternoon. Temperatures will peak at 13 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news at Massey Ute. Here on URN, the time is now 12:30.